Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Yeah! Good day, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 25th of August, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 48 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. And we're starting out with news happening in the UK today, and those who've got a Samsung television and you decided to apply an update. Yeah, your Friday ain't turning out too great right now, is it? Yeah. That's right, if you've got a model of Samsung TV, the UE50MU6100K, the EU49MU7070, or the MU6409, yeah, you may not have a picture or anything working right now. According to what we've seen from The Guardian, there's been a huge amount of complaints about a firmware update that didn't do what it was supposed to do. Some people, they turn it on, they can't change a channel. Others, it turns on and you don't see anything. Unfortunately, we're still waiting for an official statement from Samsung. Although there have been some posting in some online forums saying that Samsung is aware and they're trying to figure out a fix as soon as possible. Hopefully before the big moneymaker fight this weekend that is you signed up for it. If not, down to the pub you go, thanks to Samsung. With news happening in the UK, you got a lot of pound notes just kind of, I don't know, collecting dust in the corner. Yeah, you know those things, those paper things that we used to spend for money? Maybe you should put it to good use. Maybe you could use it for Amazon. And you're thinking, well, how the hell is that possible? Well, it's because Amazon UK is not going to let you convert that cash into online credit. It's called the Amazon Top-Up In-Store, and it's their new service that's going to allow you to take that cash right on in and then add it into credit for your Amazon account. Of course, you're going to need to find a shop that actually supports this first. Could be anywhere from petrol stations down to your local family-friendly neighborhood store. Regardless, they're going to have that PayPoint register. Once you figure that all out, you're going to go to your Amazon app on your phone, of course, and grab yourself a unique barcode. Then you'll head on over to the shop where they'll scan it, and you hand over anywhere between £5 and £250. Why nothing beyond £250? I don't really know. I guess they figured we don't have more than £250 just laying around the house now. YouTube, our lovely distraction from what we actually have to do at work. Well, now Google's testing a new handy UI for us for playback, making it much easier for us to really ignore all the things we need to be doing. Of course, we all know YouTube's layout right now minimizes videos in the bottom so you can glance through whatever you want to look through on YouTube. It's been nice since they've introduced it, but it'd be nice to have a little bit more bells and whistles. Well, the new design is seeking to give users a little more control over playback, so anytime you minimize a video in the bottom, users will now see a dedicated playback button next to the thumbnail. Also, the new layout includes a standard X button so you can close clips and separate the paw and plays button. Weirdly enough, we're actually seeing some users who have already experienced this saying it resembles YouTube's TV UI. Yeah, remember that? That was all the way back in 2013. So I don't know if Google's trying to enhance stuff for us or just recycling. Finally, KFC. Yes, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Nom, nom, nom. That sounds good right now, doesn't it? Well, I tell you what, technology is sure changing the way that chicken is going to be prepared for us now. Think of this freaky virtual reality game that's going to train KFC employees. Oh, my. Yes, yesterday, KFC announced it would begin training employees with a virtual reality game. It's actually called The Hard Way, a KFC virtual training escape room. What you got is basically a 25-minute game and where you can basically process chicken. Once you do that, then of course you can get out of the room they've trapped you in. Boy, doesn't this make you want to work at KFC. Anyways, moving on. The game will tell you how to dismember chicken, guess bread the chicken, and throw it in the deep fryer, and I don't know what else. Think of it like virtual reality training for like surgery, except it's for chicken instead of humans. Yeah, it's that gory. Even the face of Kentucky Fried Chicken Colonial Sanders is there, and he looks just about as scary as you would probably anticipate. If you want to check it out for yourself, head on over to YouTube, search The Hard Way KFC, and then prepare to be disgusted. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website, our newly redesigned website, looks fantastic now. If you haven't seen it, get on over there and check it out for yourself. Of course, you can get subscribed to all of our wonderful podcasts over there. Check out our blog and review section too. And of course, all the links for all of our social media are over there. You can find us on Facebook, British Tech Network. You can find us on Instagram at British Tech Network. On Twitter at British Tech. Heck, I'm even on Twitter too at Kyle Swagger if you really want to follow me. And of course, you hear me talk about it every single episode, but I gotta keep saying it because it's just a fun place to be. Our British Tech Slack room. That's where our community is. Come be a part of it. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. The new show headed into a long weekend. Yes, 3-day weekend for a lot of our UK listeners and a few other parts of the world, I'm sure. So enjoy the 3-day weekend. We'll be back on Tuesday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the long weekend. But until then, have a great Friday. Enjoy the long weekend. And thank you, as always, for listening.